Welcome to the First Year Dad Podcast. My name is TJ Lasig. I have just recently become a dad, and on this podcast, I am sharing my journey each week during my first year of the dad life. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the First Year Dad Podcast. This is TJ, and over in the Lasig household, we are coming fresh off a 10-day little trip to the beach for July 4th. Awesome time. Got to spend some time with each of our families, a little bit of time in Wildwood, a little bit of time in Sea Isle, hitting up all ends of the Jersey Shore, took Liam to the beach, took him over to a friend's pool to go swimming, and just overall a nice week of travel. This past week was also officially Liam's 4th month birthday. 4 months old, can't believe it. Had our little doctor's checkup, everything is all good there. Weighing in at 15 pounds, 24 inches long. And in general, it really does seem like this 4 month stage is a bit of a turning point. Can kind of see the progression of, you know, purely being an infant slash newborn to getting a little more active and getting ready for some of their traits and just a little more mobile. So what I'm going to do on this episode is break down 4 of the kind of baby features that are standing out to me with a 4 month old. And I am talking about 1, what they call mouthing. So everyone, I feel like, knows teething, but apparently they call it mouthing, where they just start to put everything in their mouth, hands in the mouth, all that kind of stuff. That's been one of the for sure signals that I'm seeing. 2, an increased curiosity, specifically around things like colors and books. 3, just starting to react more and recognize people more, or at least reacting to people that he's seeing regularly outside of just mom and dad. And then finally, 4, probably the most fun of them all, we got some laughing and giggling going on, and just overall becoming a little bit more of a chatty baby. All these 4 things that we're seeing with a 4 month old, and let's talk through each of them. All right, starting at the top, mouthing. Again, this is a term that I'm seeing on the internets because, you know, of course, over the past 2-3 weeks, I'd say Liam's really started to become obsessed with putting things in his mouth. And it started with his hands, just constantly putting his hands into his mouth to the point where his hands were starting to get a little bit raw. And we had bought some mittens that we were putting on to prevent him from constantly biting and sucking on his hands. But when you look this stuff up online, apparently it's called mouthing. It's kind of like a precursor to teething. And the people are saying that you should not necessarily try to stop your baby from sucking on their hands. So we do have the mittens, and we use them for a bit in the beginning. But I'd say over the past like week, he's become a little less obsessive with doing it. But in general, yeah, just putting things in the mouth. So whether it's his own hands, hit my hands, he loves putting in his mouth. We got this new fun little game that we essentially play where I'll hold him on my lap. Either he'll be sitting or standing and holding both of his hands. And then he'll just like lunge at my hand and then bite on it for a while and then pull back up and then lunge at the other hand and bite on it for a while. So it's a little game that we play. I can literally sit there for just like 10, 15 minutes straight doing nothing but watching him chomp away at my knuckles, which is kind of funny. And just putting all of his toys in his mouth, all that kind of stuff. So can kind of get a peek into the future of what it's going to be like probably sooner than later, having an actual teething baby. So yeah, this mouthing stuff, definitely I'd say a pretty significant milestone and a change that we're seeing with him over these past couple of days and weeks. 2, just this general increased curiosity, what I would call it. You can definitely see him becoming more and more aware of his surroundings. He starts like seemingly has this infatuation with the color purple and blue a little too. So we're kind of thinking that maybe he just started really seeing colors for the first time. We've got a blue lamp that he'll just like stare at. Christina has a purple water bottle that he'll just, again, like stare at. Coffee cup that we had at the beach, blue coffee cup. He was just tracking it, staring it. So a little bit of a hypothesis that maybe he's starting to see colors for the first time. And, you know, just generally super curious looking around. He can also see a lot further now. I mean, he's seeing me and recognizing me from across the entire room. So when we're doing tummy time, I'll put him down on his stomach and go all the way across to the other side of the room. And he'll be looking up at me, staring, smiling. So really seeing a, I'd say, significant increase in terms of his general curiosity and just kind of looking around. And following up on that, number three is, you know, it seems similar to the curiosity thing, but really starting to react to more people around him and potentially recognizing more people, I think. He definitely recognizes mom and dad completely. Each of us knows our voice, knows our faces. You can tell that he knows who's mom and who's dad. But especially after this past 2 weeks where we spent a lot of time with grandparents and aunts and uncles, I think he's starting to recognize them a bit as well. Starting to recognize who his grandparents are, who his aunts and uncles are, lighting up as soon as he sees their faces. And thus far, we haven't had any of the, you know, what do they call it? Stranger danger from Liam. I guess that probably comes a little later as he's older too. But, you know, hopefully we don't have that too bad, because I feel like we've done a good job of keeping him around tons of different people, new people all the time, and letting all kinds of people hold him, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll keep monitoring that, but definitely do sense that he's having reactions to people. He's starting to see what's going on, starting to recognize the grandparents. And I know that they love that as well. Now, yeah, the grandparents also, they've been saying he recognizes me. They've been saying that since he was like 6 weeks old. So, you know, of course they feel that way, but I do think for real now, he knows who they are. He knows grandmama and pop up. He knows nanny and pop. And it's fun to see. And then the final thing that I'm noticing from our little 4 month old, and I think the most fun one, is we're getting some laughs. We're getting some giggles going on, which is really, really fun. It was super fun the first time you see him smile. And then when he gets actually laughing and giggling, I think it's a whole new level. And just in general, becoming increasingly what I would say chatty, just making a lot more noises and finding those vocal cords a little bit. And yeah, when it comes to the laughs, I've discovered a couple tricks that seem to get him going, seem to get him laughing. I'll basically, like, if he's laying on the floor or something, I'll just kind of go face to face with him and, you know, pull his neck a little bit. I think maybe my beard gets him a little ticklish, because he'll just start giggling like crazy. And then the other one I've noticed is that if I take his hands and clap them together, or even just not even necessarily clapping, but like fist to fist of his hands, and then just start slowly and then go fast, 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 faster, faster, he really gets giggling like crazy that way, cracking himself up. So we've had a lot of fun with that. Mom's a little jealous that dad gets him laughing a bit more. She blames it on the beard, says that it must be the beard tickling him. That's why dad can get him to laugh more than mom. And hey, if that's the competitive advantage that I have when it comes to a laughing baby, I'll certainly put that to advantage. But he's giggling for mom as well. Don't you worry. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Between all of these things, as I said at the top, it's definitely a turning point, becoming more and more like a little human, developing a bit of a personality. You can kind of see what he likes and is interested in versus what maybe doesn't get as much of a reaction from him, recognizing more people, the starting to see a little bit of colors. It's really really awesome to have a front row seat to this growing young baby. So there we have it. That's everything you need to know about a four-month-old child for anyone out there with young newborns. This is what you have to look forward to for everyone that already has kids. I'm sure you remember the phases, but at 4 months old, we've got four things specifically that we're keeping our eye on. We've got the mouthing and putting everything in our mouths. We've got an increased curiosity around colors. Oh, books also. I meant to mention that in the curiosity section. He started to become a lot more engaged when reading him books and looking at the pages and listening to the words. So that's fun. Then the higher level of reaction to people and potentially recognizing more people. And then the giggles and the increased chattiness. All fun stuff. It's a really, really fun, engaging age. And just going to enjoy these next couple of months, these final couple of months that we have before he's moving around too much. We haven't really started to roll yet. We've rolled from tummy time to the back quite a few times at this point. I mean, probably like 10 times total, but definitely not doing it regularly yet. And not even sure if we're doing it on purpose. Half the time when he's rolled over, it's been like, I put him on tummy time. I walk away for a second, do something in the kitchen. And then I look back over and all of a sudden he's on his back. And I'm like, how'd you do that? How'd you do that, little man? But then when I try intentionally to get him to roll over with me, he doesn't do it. But I have a feeling we're going to have a podcast on rolling in the near future because he does seem like he's getting super, super close. And I expect over the next couple of weeks, we'll have a baby rolling around, which then just means we need to be even more attentive as parents and keep an eye on him, making sure he stays out of trouble. But that'll do it for this week's episode. Fun week at the beach. We're really in the thick of summer here, mid-July upon us. We've got a busy couple of weeks coming up here with the family. Some more trips to the beach. My sister's wedding in 2.5 weeks. So we're going to be keeping busy as always. And I'll be bringing all the updates to you here on the First Year Dad podcast. Thanks for listening. And I'll see you guys next episode. Peace.